Blog Talk Radio. It doesn't matter what comes my way, he's still God. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Richmond Heights, Ohio. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad about it. What about you? Hallelujah. Jesus is a dependable God. He is a reliable God. And I just love that intro, dependable God, because it's personal to me. He is a reliable, reliable God. How many of us can rely on Jesus and rest in him, in his bosom, and have that blessed assurance that know that Jesus is mine? Hallelujah. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah. I just am glad about Jesus because I can lean and depend on the rock that's higher than I, and his name is Jesus Christ, the soon and coming King. I'm just glad about Jesus. What about you? The Lord has made. We've had an awesome day in the Lord at New Life Tabernacle of Praise in Euclid, Ohio, where Pastor Eric Davis is the overseer and elect lady Trisha Davis. We were blessed on today, and I'm just glad about it. The word went forth, and it's just knowing that Jesus has a word from on high, that we can hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And then when we hear that word, the word can hopefully, we hope that it falls on good ground. And when that word falls on good ground, it can saturate our soul and our spirit. And then it becomes the living word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm just so excited about what God is doing in my life, what he's doing in the life of others, and what he's doing even at New Life Tabernacle Praise. It's just an awesome, awesome time. We have a high time in the Lord. This is 2023, and we heard the word, the prophetic word, that this is the year of possession. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus said who he foreknew, he predestined. Who he predestined, he called. Who he called, he justified. And who he justified, he glorified. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, God is glorifying the saints over at New Life Tabernacle Praise, and I'm glad about it. It's the time now. There is a season and a time for every purpose under the sun, Ecclesiastes tells us. And this is our time, the time of the saints. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm so excited today. I have joining with me live in the studio, Jabez Radio 1 studio. He is Sonic Voice, I'm going to say, from Cleveland, Ohio, who understands the value of economic empowerment provided by kingdom advancement. He has a bachelor's degree in finance and a master's in business administration, and the Lord has led him to gain practical knowledge on how anybody can develop a wealth mindset. And through biblical principles, that is, that will lead them to finding their purpose to exemplify the promises of God. I am so happy. Before I introduce him and bring him on the broadcast, Pastor Eric Davis introduced me to him as I transitioned from Mississippi to Cleveland, Ohio. And it was a divine connection. And I thank and praise. How many of you are glad about divine connections? This is a divine connection. And I am so glad to be fellowship with this young man. I met with him when I was beginning the insurance business, and he ministered to me. And actually, he was the one that triggered me to start my own insurance brokerage here in Cleveland, Ohio. So I just give God all the glory. And how many of you know God uses people? Amen. He uses people, and he's using this young man. His name is Lamont Durr. He is known at the church as a minister, but I know him he doesn't know that I know him as a prophet. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, until we all come into the unity of the faith. Amen? Yes. So God has a purpose and a plan, and this young man is a gift to the body of Christ, and we're going to work together with our Kingdom Wealth series at New Life Tabernacle of Praise. And we're going to talk about this today, and I'm going to welcome Minister Lamont Durr to the Jabez Radio One Studios as I go and bring him into the studio now. Praise
hey, what's
Lord,
going on, Maria?
God.
How you doing?
I'm
good
great.
Evening. Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I can't complain at all. Another day to be in God's presence, to learn what we need to do to find our purpose and complete our assignment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's exactly why I'm really, just honored to be able to have met you, because you are a man of God. I know you have a testimony. You have turned your life around just like all of us have, and you are serious. One thing I can say, you're serious. You take God's word serious. Everything you do, you take serious. And I know that this Kingdom Wealth, God has placed you over in New Life Tabernacle of Praise for a reason. And I want to talk about this Kingdom Wealth series that has been initiated, that I know has been rescheduled from next Saturday, the beginning, next Saturday to March, April, and May. So talk to us a little bit about this Kingdom Wealth and what it's going to be about and what it entails and what's the purpose of it.
Amen, amen. So when we first think about wealth, we got to understand that Deuteronomy 8:18, I believe it is, it tells us that God is the one who gives us the power to create wealth. So we, at that point, we understand that we can't do anything ourselves. And then if we look at the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs speaks against praising of your hands. So then you start to contradict yourself, because you start to think like, well, if I'm going to be wealthy through God, how am I going to do it if I don't basically glorify my gifts and the things that God has given me? But you can't glorify those things. You have to glorify God, for the word of God tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you think you need in life will be added unto you. I know I kind of paraphrased that scripture, but it lets us know that when we seek God first, he will put the things down of our heart so that we can be able to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. But those things won't be accomplished until they match his will. How do we match his will? He says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And once you get to that point in life, then everything is just, it's put on autopilot. It doesn't make things easy, but once you understand your purpose, you understand your assignment, you start to understand the things that you should be doing, the things that you shouldn't be doing, and the people that you should be connected with, and that puts you in position to automatically create an inheritance for your children's children. And that's what the Bible tells us. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So if a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, And he also says, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. How would that not equal to wealth if God gives us the power to create wealth? And he also tells us that the blessing of the Lord makes us rich without adding any sorrow. So that means we won't have to toil for what he gives us. Everything will just fall into place. And when things start to fall in place, that's when things start happening.
Amen. That's good right there. That's real good. And so this kingdom wealth, and, you know, like you're saying, we have to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and everything else to be added unto us. So your purpose with this kingdom wealth, what purpose are you serving in this series?
Well, I've been put in place as kind of like the director. So I'm kind of like the man in charge as far as putting people in position to assist the members and the congregation, the visitors. It's open to the public, but more so I'm in position to direct everyone into the realm of thinking, the mindset of wealth, understand how to obtain it, what habits do you need to obtain, what different things that you need to let go of so that you can even be able to. First, we have to understand that everything starts off with a thought. For the word of God tells us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that tells me that if you don't think it, it cannot happen. So first you have to break that mindset of poverty. You have to break that mindset of lack. You have to break that mindset of thinking that you can't and start to change that mindset to understand that no good thing will he withhold to them who walk upright. Then you have to understand, like, well, how do I walk upright? And then once you start to understand those things, then you can start putting yourself in a position to start to acquire assets maybe, start a business, get a better job. But until you become a steward and a good steward over what you already have, you cannot even walk into the realm of wealth, because what will happen is that you'll lose it. You'll throw it away. So my position in the series is to be the director, finding the teachers, finding the individuals that can assist us and lead us onto that path of righteousness so that we can ultimately live an abundant life.
Yeah. Now, that's awesome. And I know the Bible tells us, too, that Jesus said himself, a good name. Well, the word tells us that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Amen?
Amen.
And so the good name, it doesn't mean that you always have to have money, does it, Minister Lamont?
No, it does not mean that, because you already said it earlier. You said everything in life happens to people. So you have to understand that God doesn't need people to do things, but he needs people to do things. And so every time a season changes in your life, you always got to know that it's attached to a person. It's attached to a person because a person has to open the door for you to lead you into your next season. So then once you understand that, you know that money is not it's just a tool. God is the source, but everything else is a resource, and the money is just a tool that's needed for you to accomplish your assignment. That's why everybody's not going to be rich. Everybody can't be rich because everybody's assignment isn't the same. If I tell you that your assignment is to be an astronaut, but my assignment is to be a grocery store clerk, we're both supposed to bring people to Christ through these areas in our lives. But it's going to take way more money for you to get to space than it is going to be for me to get to the grocery store. So it's no way possible that we're going to both obtain the same amount of wealth, because our assignments don't cost the same. It's kind of like understanding how much clothes cost or how much anything costs. When something costs more, if somebody else is paying for it for you, then they're going to give you more money. If your mother sends you to the store to get a loaf of bread, she's not going to give you a $50 bill. But if she sends you to the store to buy a pair of shoes, she might give you a $100 bill. And it's kind of the same way with God, because we sort of have to understand that the things that we obtain in life, it isn't ours. Our life isn't our own. Once we become sons of God, once we allow him to be our Lord, we have to understand that nothing is ours at that point. Well, it already isn't at the first place, but the problem is that we're taught by world standards, what's mine is mine, mine, ownership. We're taught to own. But then we have to understand that with God, he puts you as a manager or a steward over whatever he placed you as a manager or a steward over. And then he helps you to manage what he's giving you. So until you yield your will to his will, you won't have the mindset of a manager to manage whatever he's giving you. So by that time, you start to understand, wow, wait, so everything in life is attached to my assignment and my purpose. Then you start to put yourself in a position that you can't covet at that point, because your life isn't my life and my life isn't your life. But what's going to happen is if we both are ordered by the step, our steps are ordered by the Lord, that we're all going to end up to the same place, just in a on a different route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, see, the Bible says money answers all things. Now, we need the money. Like you said, it's a tool. And it's a, you know, we need it because the Bible tells us it answers all things. But we also have to have a good name. It's just like going to, because sometimes the favor of God or your credit can get you things that your money can't. So with the credit, your name is, he said, good name is better to be chosen than great riches. So as stewards of God, we need to get our credit right. We have to have a good name, because if we don't have good credit, then we can't get good, you know, financing and good, you know, we can't purchase homes or even the finer things in life without good credit. Amen?
Amen, amen. I mean, it's all about integrity at that point. You can't get through life. At the end of the day, all credit is basically saying how much you owe someone. And it tells you in the Bible that the man, the borrower is slave to the lender. So the borrower is slave to the lender. That means that if you owe somebody, you're their slave. So basically, all your credit is given an account of how many times did you pay back the lender, and do you pay them back on time, and are you accountable with whatever they give you? So basically, if you give me $100,000 and I agree to pay you $1,000 a month for the next 5 years, if I don't pay you $1,000 a month for the next 5 years, I get a ding on my credit. If I get so many dings on my credit, I'm deemed not credit worthy. And if I'm not credit worthy, people don't want to give us money. And the thing is about it is that what most people don't understand about money is that it's the easiest thing to get while you're here. It's hard to understand that when you have a poverty mindset, but when you start to understand that money follows value, currency follows value, I'm not even going to say money, I'm just going to say resources follow value. That's when things start changing and things start happening in your mind, because then you start to understand that as long as I bring value to a situation, somebody's going to make sure that it gets done, because it has to get done because somebody needs it. But if you don't bring things to the table of value, then nobody cares to make it happen for you. I mean, it's to say, like, I don't know what the statistics are on being an NBA basketball player, but everybody wants to be an NBA basketball player, which means you have to be the top-tier NBA basketball player for somebody to pay you so that they can put you on television, so that they can hope that you're good enough to make fans watch you on television, so that they can create ad revenue, so that they can be able to sell tickets, so they can be able to sell jerseys. And you have to be top notch in this arena. If not, then I'm not going to pay you to do it. And it's hard to tell people that, because then you people start to think that you're doubting them. But that's why it's very important to find your purpose. Because once you find your purpose, you know the area that you bring value into. And when you start to bring value into that area, it's always going to be somebody ready to sponsor you. Because the reason why they sponsor you in the first place is because you bring value to whatever they're trying to do, whether that's make money, whether that's save their life, whether that's come to their country and fix things. They're always going to make sure that you're in position. If you're the only person in the city that grows oranges, and there's a high demand for oranges, you best believe you're going to be probably one of the richest people in that city, because you are the orange grower. and everybody's looking for oranges. They need oranges for orange juice. They need oranges for different recipes. And if you're the only person who has the skill set to grow oranges, you're going to be the one with the money. So money always follows value. It's not necessarily about what's hot at the time, too, because that's another thing that people don't understand. Because everybody always follows the trends. Everybody always going after what's hot. When you start to do that, then you always going to put yourself in a hasty position. The Bible tells us the plans of the diligent lead to profit. As sure as the plans of the hasty is going to lead to poverty. Every time you jumping on something, every time it's coming new, and you ain't found your purpose, you ain't found out what God assigned you to do, you always going to be in poverty. So when it comes to credit worthiness, like you just said, and keeping your name clean, that's another reason why you got to keep your name clean. Because if nobody trusts you, nobody's going to provide for you. Nobody's going to trust you to make a return on their investment.
And even not only, and that's good because about the value, you have to value yourself. You have to know your value. And that's what you had made me realize, my value in the insurance industry. And that's what led me to open Maria Triplett Insurance. And now I can't believe next Saturday I'm having a grand opening of Maria Triplett Insurance. And it's the value, knowing your value. And just like you said, if you don't know your value, then how can you fulfill your purpose? Because you're not in order. You're not in the will. And God has a purpose and a plan for our life. He has a will. And it's just like with the Pastor Davis had said, well, when I was in Mississippi, he says, I'm going to introduce you to, you know, this advisor. And I'm thinking, you know, that for the church, and I'm thinking, okay, all right. But it all makes sense. And I'm thinking, God, you know, a divine connection. And then now in the insurance, we're going to do with this Kingdom Wealth series. Now we're talking about final expense. Like we're talking about life insurance, not just life, but final expense. You know, when you leave, when this life is over, you know, we don't want to leave burdens on our family members or friends to have to go to GoFundMe or to, you know, to bury you, you know, bury people. We need to be able to be good stewards while we're living and prepare for the hereafter, not only naturally but spiritually. So with this life insurance, I know when you and I were discussing the insurance a couple of weeks ago, a week or so ago, we're talking about final expenses and how we're going to leave this life, because that good name that's rather to be chosen than great riches, is when we leave this life, what are people going to say? Oh, we got to go find some money to bury this person, or to, you know, we got to leave the body out for 2 weeks because there's no prep, there's no will, there's no living trust, nothing in place. And as, like you mentioned earlier, we have to be good stewards, and not only just stewards, but good stewards. And God wants us to be faithful stewards, and he wants us to prepare just like he did, because he says, I go away, hallelujah, to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. So he says, I will not leave you comfortless, but the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you in all truth. So he wants us to prepare for to meet him in the end, and he wants us to make those preparations spiritually and naturally, because if we want to see Jesus, we have to have our soul right, and we even have to leave our families right. Just like you mentioned, the Bible says a good man leave an inheritance to his children and his children's children. And so this is the whole purpose about this whole Kingdom Wealth, and it's just a great connection of how the church and New Life Tabernacle Praise has implemented this, has put this together, and it's going to move forward in the month of March, April, and May, and I'm excited about it. And tell us who's going to be joining us, Lamont.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Tell us who's going to be joining us during this Kingdom Wealth series.
Yes. Yeah, so our first series, we're going to be talking about personal finance. So we're talking about all things personal finance, from budgeting to stewardship, to understanding who you are in Christ, to understanding how to let God lead you and how to increase your income by increasing your skills and increasing your value. We also have a young lady named Candace Vaughn. She's from Ohio Savings Bank. She's going to be coming in talking about how the practical steps of managing your money, credit worthiness, how to obtain credit, how to restore your credit, and how to be able to put yourself in position for lenders to trust you. And then we're going to have our second series, which is going to be talking about asset protection and leaving inheritance for your children's children. We're going to be talking about life insurance. That's going to be led by Sister Maria Triplett. She's going to be talking about life insurance. We're going to be talking about wills, the difference between a will and a living will. We're going to be talking about the different things that you need to have in your estate plan. We're going to get our house in order. In our third series, it's going to be our series where we're talking about why it is very important for every person to have their own business or to be an investor. Everybody doesn't have to be a business owner, but everybody can be an investor. The thing about money is a thing called compound interest. A lot of people don't understand compound interest, but compound interest is the greatest thing known to man. That's what Einstein said. He said compound interest is the greatest thing that has ever happened to the world. But compound interest puts everybody in position to be a millionaire. If you save $300 a month for 40 years and put it in the S&P fund that makes between 8-10% a year, you're going to be a millionaire, guaranteed. This is anybody. Anybody in the world can be a millionaire within 40 years if you save $300 a month. People spend $300 a month on all type of stuff. But if you spend $300 a month in the S&P fund, you're going to be a millionaire, guaranteed. That's why so many of our so many of our white counterparts, as you notice, when they retire, they don't retire in the hole because they have their houses in order most of the time, because they've been putting up this $300 a month in a pension or a 401k plan. So many people, I hear people now, when the entrepreneurship boom happened, everybody's talking about, I wouldn't work. Why would I work 40 years for a pension? Why would I work da, 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 da? A lot of people who have pensions and 401ks, they end up millionaires. And they're soft millionaires. They're not the millionaire on television with the Gucci coat on, but they can provide for their children's children at the end of the day. And you're really not safe in America, honestly, if you don't have – I'm not even going to say America. I'm going to say the world. If you don't got $10 million, you broke, honestly. So it's like, if you don't have $10 million, you can't say you're rich, because if anything happens, you don't have that wealth anymore. If anybody sues you, you don't have that wealth anymore. $10 million puts you in a position that if you have your money put up in the S&P fund, which is the top 500 companies in the world, you'll make at least $800,000 a year. Almost anybody can live off $800,000, but if you cut that into 10% and live off $80,000, then you put yourself in a position of where that money's going to last to your children's children. That's why $10 million is always the rule of thumb when you're talking about personal finance and people talking about the haves and the have-nots. So we're going to be talking about that in Series 3. We're going to be talking about a lot about the foundation of starting your business, how to obtain business credit, how to obtain investors, how to create a business plan. On the investment side, we're going to talk about the steps to investing, how to open up a brokerage account, how to be able to understand the difference between stocks and bonds, how to be able to understand the difference between fixed income and variable income, how to obtain annuities, how to obtain fixed, how to obtain variable annuities. We might even start talking about IULs, which is an index universal life insurance policy, where you basically have a life insurance policy, but it's working for you as if it is an investment fund. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different things in this series. So if you are in Cleveland, Ohio, make sure you get to Euclid, Ohio, and come to New Life Tabernacle of Praise, located at the corner of Beverly Hills and Euclid Avenue.
Hey, I like that, Lamont, at the corner of Beverly Hills. Yes, and Euclid Avenue. And, you know, this is my favorite, one of my favorite scriptures. Well, this is the scripture that's in this is my focus scripture in my book, Get Up, Get Out, and Do Something. And that's James 2:17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Faith without works is dead. So we can pray, we can have faith all the day long, but without works, it's dead. And I, as Paul said, I'll show you my faith by my work. So glad about what God is doing. And that's why that book, the Lord blessed me with Get Up, Get Out, and Do Something in 2018 to release it. That book, Get Up, Get Out, and Do Something, it's available on Amazon. We have to be responsible for our souls and for our actions. And Jesus tells us, without works, faith is dead. So we must get up, get out, and do something. We must put some action with our prayer. If we pray, we have to fast. Amen. This is cliche. You're going to pray. If you're going to pray, you got to pray to stay. And if you're going to last, you have to fast. So we have to put some fasting with our praying. We have to put some works with our faith. Amen. So, Lamont, I'm sure you're going to be back again because we have this upcoming series in March, April, and May. But if you could go ahead and close us out in prayer, and we just thank you so much for joining us today, coming on. You are an awesome man of God. Glad to have met you. Glad to work with you. And I just ask God to continue to keep you and bless you in Jesus' name. Would you close us out in prayer?
Yes, will do. Thank you. And the Lord bless you too as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to just have a conversation about you. We can be talking about anything in this world, but we're talking about your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. And we thank you for your righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost that you have given us. For you said if we seek these things, that all things will be added unto us. Now I ask you to bless every listener that is listening, Lord Jesus, Lord. Help them to open up their minds, open up their ears, and open up their eyes so they can see the things you want them to see, hear the things that you allow them to hear so they can take action and walk by faith and not by sight. So we thank you for everything that you have done for us, everything you will do for us, and help us to respect our past and honor our present and expect a better future. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray this on and shall be. Amen.
Amen. And I want to thank and praise God for my mother who's listening on the line, my Aunt Jean is listening on the line, and all of you in Jabez Radio Land. We thank God for you. And remember that Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you.
Amen.